Hello and welcome to the grand finale, at least of the main select game anyway. Downloading. So we are here in the wastelands. I have all 36 galactic dusts. So let's get started on this fight.
Gabriel.
I'm gonna send Gabriel out to start.
Level 61.
I'll explain that, but let's watch this cutscene first.
It may have only been a picture, but there stood in front of us a door. A door many times larger than I had ever seen. A stream of light could be seen coming from the bottom of the door. As a group, we walked through the door. I do not mean we opened the door and entered the room beyond. I meant what I said, through it. The door was closed, but yet we passed through it as if in a dream. One thing's for sure, this was no dream. I just knew that Pierre's room was behind that door. I quivered with anticipation. Get out of my way, the French man, who was responsible for so many deaths, said. We're all gonna die if you don't come with me to the escape pods, he said. Oh, no, I said. You're not leaving this place alive, Pierre. You caused everyone too much pain, I said through gritted teeth. Gabriel punched Pierre, causing his lip to bleed. Pierre leveled a gun at us. What was that, he said. Killing us won't do you any good, I said. The last escape pod is launched. Besides, I intend to see you dead, so in the end, does it really matter if there's an escape pod left, I asked. You fools, all of you will die. Perhaps you have forgotten, my dear men and women, that I still hold the gun. I flinched nervously. Shauna walked in front of me. He fired the gun. The noise reverberated around the cabin. At the last second, Shauna jumped out of the way, knocking me out of the way as well. Nice shot, oh, sorry, I mean not, I taunted. Kelly picked up the clock and threw it at Pierre's face. He blindly shot 4 shots, most of them missing and hitting the wall, one of them piercing Simon's shoulder. Ah, he yelled with pain. Thankfully, the wound was far from fatal. All right, Pierre, I taunted. You have one more bullet left, and quite a number of targets. I will knock that smug smile right off of your face, you idiot, he shouted. Pierre has challenged you to a battle, select your move, roll dice. Use
all right.
Scroll. Select the drag cat race curse. Base power 120.
I don't know if I actually remember this.
Yeah.
Gabriel cast a decent
almost.
Race curse,
I do remember it, but.
Bring forward the one who can use destruction of the heavens. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 77 damage. Pierre casts toxic ball, but it didn't seem to harm
okay.
Gabriel. Select the character you wish to
destruction
from the
of the heavens.
Cancel.
So Ross. Let's
Ross,
get rid
Kelly.
Of somebody that
Cecil.
I'm not gonna use.
You have opted, yes. Select the act of Kelly. Ross, select your move.
The way this fight works, so the first turn you can do whatever you want, though I screwed it up. He'll say, bring forward the one who can use such and such, and that's the only character that you can hit him with, and the only scroll you can use. Every 5 turns, he'll do that poison, he'll do Toxic Ball, which will poison anybody it hits. With the exception of Gabriel, it also will do nothing if the character is defending. So what you want to do is get rid of anybody that you're not comfortable using.
Use the Dragon Strike Scroll. Select the cancel, destruction of the demons, base power 60.
Yeah. And just do your best. Whoops.
The destruction of the demons.
I forgot about that last.
Bring forward the one who can use infinite pulse. Pierre attacks Ross, dealing 42 damage. Select the character who withdraw from the battle. Cancel none. You have opted to yes. No. Select the character Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna, Simon.
I'm also gonna get rid of Simon here.
You have opted yes. Select the Kelly, Ross. Select your move. Use the rat so can't destruct the embodiment of infinite pulse. Face out.
Yeah.
Infinite pulse.
Ross casts a perfect infinite pulse, dealing 156
that's
damage.
That's 2.
Bring forward the one who can use merciless vengeance. Pierre attacks Ross, dealing 45 damage. Select the character you wish to with. Cancel. Select the Akeli. Select the use it. Select cast merciless vengeance. Base power 7.
Yeah. Merciless vengeance.
That's 3.
Kelly casts a perfect merciless vengeance, dealing 309 damage. Bring forward the one who can use death in 3 easy steps. Pierre attacks Kelly, dealing 222 damage. Select the character you wish to withdraw from the battle. Cancel if not.
Okay.
Ross. Cancel. Select the Kelly. Gabriel. Shauna. Select use the dragon strike. Select death in 3.
Yeah.
This is 4.
Death in 3 easy steps.
Shauna casts a perfect death in 3 easy steps, dealing 268 damage. Bring forward the one who can use charge of fury. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 24 damage. Select the character you wish to withdraw.
All right, I will
cancel
do that. Because
select the Kelly. Gabriel. Shauna. Gabriel. Select use the charge of fury.
I can do it with Gabriel. We'll do next to nothing, but it's better than defending and
charge of fury.
Doing nothing. He's gonna
Gabriel
throw poison at me this turn.
Dealing 57 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Giga Candela. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 77 damage. Pierre casts toxic ball, but it didn't seem to harm Gabriel. Select the cat. Select Kelly. Gabriel. Shauna. Select use the rat. Select Giga Candela.
Candela!
Shauna casts a perfect Giga Candela, dealing 352 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Giga Candela. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 28 damage. Select the cat, select the Yak Kelly. Gabriel, Shauna, select the use of dragons, death, and Giga Candela.
Hey, yeah!
Shauna casts a perfect pick of Candela, dealing 331 damage. Bring forward the one who can use diabolical fire. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 27 damage. Select it, cancel. Select the Kelly. Select the fuse, select diabolical fire.
Yeah! Diabolical fire!
Kelly casts a perfect diabolical fire, dealing 132 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Fatal Blast. Pierre attacks Kelly, dealing 203 damage. Select the character you wish to
that I won't cancel. Even try.
Select the Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna.
Gabriel, reason being that's random. And I haven't learned it.
Gabriel crouches into a defensive stance. Bring forward the one who can use Oblivion Dance. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 36 damage. Select the character you wish to cancel. Select the Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna. Gabriel, select Slice Defend. Gabriel crouches into a defensive stance. Bring forward the one who can use Rage Curse. Pierre attacks Gabriel. Pierre casts Toxic Fall, but it didn't
that
seem
I'll Gabriel. Try,
select
because I
cancel. Select the Kelly, Gabriel.
Should be able
select
to
cancel.
Hit it.
Rage Curse. Base power, 120.
Yeah!
Gabriel oh shoot, failed Rage Curse. Not if Pierre my finger bar. Twitches like that.
Bring forward the one who can use Gator Candela. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 76 damage. Select the character, cancel. Select the Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna. Select use it. Select the set. Gator Candela.
Yeah! Candela!
Shauna casts a perfect hit of Candela, dealing 377. Bring forward the one who can use Avenging Spirit. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 26
now,
damage.
I do select wish I had the,
cancel, select the act, select your muse, attract, select cap, destruction, embodiment of cruel paw, base power, infinite pulse, base power,
mana
mon, base power, 35.
Yeah!
Feature where you can check somebody's health
Avenging Spirit
without selecting them, so that you know if you
damage.
Have to withdraw them or not.
Bring forward the one who can use Avenging Spirit. Pierre attacks Ross, dealing 43 damage. Select the character you wish cast. Select your move. 550 of 680. Use it. So Oblivion Charge of Flame Wizard. Heaven's Winds. Avenging Spirit.
Yeah. Avenging Spirit.
Ross casts a perfect Avenging Spirit, dealing 111 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Energy Burst. Pierre attacks Ross, dealing 42 damage. Select the character.
It's time
select
to.
Kelly. Gabriel.
I'm gonna switch to Gabriel and defend.
Slice defend. Gabriel
because I don't really
want to
put damage on anybody that I want to use.
Pierre casts Toxic Fall, but it didn't seem to
one
Gabriel.
Thing about
select
this fight
Kelly,
is that.
Select the fuse, attract, select Oblivion, or Master, base power, 10.
As you can see, you can often be asked
yeah!
for these really weak
aura
ones
master.
That do nothing.
Ross casts a perfect aura master, dealing 99 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Rage Curse. Pierre attacks Ross, dealing 42 damage. Select the cancel, select Kelly, Gabriel. Select use it, select cast, Rage Curse.
Yeah!
Gabriel casts a decent Rage Curse, but Pierre does not seem
hit it too soon.
Bring forward the one who can use Energy Burst. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 81 damage. Select the cancel, select the act, Kelly, Ross. Kelly, select your fuse, select the Dragon Strike.
Yeah! Energy Burst!
Kelly casts a perfect Energy Burst, dealing 154 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Murder on Demand. Pierre attacks Kelly, dealing 250 damage.
Here we go.
Select the cancel, select Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna. Select the Dragon Strike Scroll. Embodiment of Selflessness, base cancel, Murder on Demand, base power, Knight.
Yeah!
This will do a nice chunk of damage.
Shauna casts a perfect murder on demand, dealing 487 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 27 damage. Select
okay,
the cancel.
I'm not
select
gonna
the
go
Kelly.
For that.
Gabriel. Select your move. 61%. 874. Select
he's gonna go for poison.
Gabriel crouch. Bring forward the one who can use Fatal Blast. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing.
I'm not
Pierre
gonna attempt
ball,
that either.
Didn't seem to harm Gabriel. Select the character you wish to withdraw from the battle. Cancel if none. Ross.
But what I can probably do at this point is
Kelly. Ross.
Quite safely, actually.
Kelly.
Start withdrawing everybody
you
else,
withdraw,
and
yes.
Just get down to
Gabriel. Shauna.
Shauna.
Gabriel. Select your slice with defend. Gabriel, crouch. Bring forward the one who can use Fatal Blast. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 36 damage. Select the Gabriel. Shauna. Cancel. Shauna. Gabriel. Ross.
Withdraw him too.
You have opted to, yes. Select Shauna. Gabriel. Select your slice with defend. Gabriel, bring forward the one who can use Embodiment of Selflessness. Pierre attacks Gabriel, dealing 36
right.
Damage. Select the Shauna. Gabriel.
I'm gonna finally withdraw Gabriel.
You have opted to, yes. Select the active character. Select your 832 of 964. Use the dragons. Select the dragon.
Yeah!
Now I'll be able to hit every turn, basically, except for every fifth where I have to block.
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 244 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 23 damage. Select the active character. Shauna. Select your move. 58 for use the dragon. Select the.
Yeah! Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of. Bring forward the one who can use that. And three easy steps. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 27 damage. Select the Shauna, Shauna. Select your slice defend. Shauna crouches into a defensive stance. Bring forward the one who can use Giga Candela. Pierre casts Toxic Fall, but it didn't seem to harm Shauna. Select your fuse and dragons. Select Giga Candela.
Giga Candela!
Shauna casts a perfect Giga Candela, dealing 376 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Embodiment of Selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 26 damage. Select the active, select your move. Use the dragon's.
Embodiment of Selflessness! this.
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 196 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Bigger Candela. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 28 damage. Select, use it, set, Bigger Candela, face up.
Yeah. Giga Candela!
Shauna casts a perfect Giga Candela, dealing 328 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 26 damage. Select the active, select your move. 43% use a rat, select.
Yeah. Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 235 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 26 damage. Select the active, select your slice with defend. Shauna crouches. Bring forward the one who can use murder on demand. Pierre casts toxic call, but it didn't seem to harm Shauna. Select the select your use it, select the murder on demand.
Yeah.
Shauna casts a perfect murder on demand, dealing 519 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 25 damage. Select the active care, select your move, 33% use a rat, select the death, embodiment of-
Yeah. Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 201 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 25 damage. Select the act, select 602 of 960, use a dragon strike, select the-
Yeah. Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 225. Bring forward the one who can use death, and free easy. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 29 damage. Select your, use it, so cancel, murder, Giga Candela, face death, and
free. Yeah! Death in three easy steps.
Shauna casts a perfect death, and three easy steps, dealing 271. Bring forward the one who can use death, and free easy. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 24 damage. Select slice with defend. Shauna crouch. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre casts toxic call, but it didn't seem to harm Shauna. Select the act, select your move, 23%, use it, select the rat.
Yeah! Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing
249
damage.
I do think it favors the weaker scrolls. Don't quote me on that, but I do suspect that that's a part of this fight, that scrolls that have lower power have a lower likelihood of being selected, which is another reason why I want to get rid of Ross and Kelly, especially because they just have really weak scrolls from the beginning of the game.
Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 28 damage. Select the active care, select your user, select-
Yeah! Embodiment of selflessness!
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 234. Bring forward the one who can use death, and free easy. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 28 damage. Select the active care, select your 17%, user, select the death, and free-
Yeah!
Alright, we pretty much got him.
In three easy steps.
Shauna casts a perfect death in three easy steps, dealing 245 damage. Bring forward the one who can use Giga Candela. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 27 damage. Select the active character. Shauna selected 14%. Use it, select death, and Giga Candela.
Yeah! Giga Candela!
Shauna casts a perfect Giga Candela, dealing 376 damage. Bring forward the one who can use embodiment of selflessness. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 26 damage.
Alright,
now that
he's below
10%,
no more poison, but he's gonna just start using that draining gimmick that Wickstrom used out of desperation, but it's not really gonna help him. His poison thing is much more dangerous.
Shauna casts a perfect embodiment of selflessness, dealing 254. Bring forward the one who can use murder on demand. Pierre attacks Shauna, dealing 27 damage. Pierre seems to drain away your health, dealing 16 damage to you, and restoring the same to himself. Select 6%, use it, select the murder on demand.
Yeah!
This, I think, will finish him off.
Murder on demand!
Shauna casts a perfect murder on demand, dealing 486 damage.
Okay! Pierre,
Shauna has gained 90,000 experience points. Shauna has increased to level 74. Strength was increased by 18. Defense
oh,
by 18.
Oh, it's 90,000, not 50,000. Okay. Well.
Ross has increased to level 65. Strength.
Yeah, that's not bad, but I still don't know if I'd want to use that for.
Ross can now use the dragon's
for, grinding. Just because of how long it takes to get up here.
Shauna has increased to level 65. Cecil has increased to level 64.
And for how long the fight takes.
Gabriel has increased to level 63. Strength.
And that ultimately, whichever character
Simon
finishes him
55.
Off is the one strength that's going
to
get most of the experience.
Stella has increased to level 73. Strength has increased by 6. Defense by 6. Shauna has received 25,000 coins. There, he said. I said, satisfied. Check his pulse. Make absolutely sure. Gabriel demanded. Cecil did so. The man had no pulse. Come on then, let's get out of here, Shauna said. Shauna grumbled something about it being pointless to try, but we continued on our way regardless. We raced out of the room, down the hall and up the stairs. The heat was horrible. Roughly 140 degrees on Recreation Floor 1. We rushed to the wing. There is still hope. Simon Shepard yelled over the sounds of destruction ship. What hope? I shouted. We're the only ones left on the ship. Everyone else has either been killed themselves or escaped. MR, Shepard explained. There is an old escape pod, deemed out of service. It should still run, some hope is better than no hope. But there's only 6 seats, I said. That's 1 seat to a few. There's a one-man escape pod I have to take separate from the rest of you, Simon explained. Right, okay, I said. We clambered in and began to launch. Not 20 seconds after we launched, the ship which had offered comfort and hope to many dragon halflings exploded. Simon's ship was still too close. His escape pod went up in flames. In a way, this death method wasn't the worst thing in the world. It would have been so sudden, he wouldn't have even known it happened. The trip continued, tears in my group's eyes. We eventually landed on a planet called Tardedale. The planet was mostly free of life. It was about 3/4 the size of Earth and contained about 50 million human beings. The ruins of the ship also crashed on the planet. No clue how it both just happened to land here and why it didn't disintegrate upon entry into this planet. With the help of some of the more friendly of the planet's inhabitants, we created a small ship which could travel to half-light year in 1 month. The day of departure soon did come. The inhabitants, who had come to know us, cried as we boarded our ship. Have a wonderful life, some of them said as we began to take off. I married Shauna after we had been on Zopolis for a few months, and we had 3 wonderful children. Kelly and Cecil also were married and had 2 children. Slowly society was built on this planet. The term dragon halfling was no longer used after 20 or so years, as it no longer fit. Most of the halflings weren't halflings at all, but children of halflings. They inherited our powers, everything about them was like us. And so, that is my story, I conclude tiredly. I am now 105 years old. I hope you learn from my story. I never thought I'd see my own great-great-grandchildren, but I suppose anything's possible. Halflings live a bit longer than humans, but I never dreamt I'd live to this age. I've heard recent rumors from your fathers and mothers, my great-grandchildren, that plans are being made to return to Earth on the 100th anniversary of the human-dragon war, to try and make peace with the humans. I do hope they've cleaned up their government, and I do hope it will be a success. I can only hope my story helps them in some way or another. Goodbye now, you're free to go and play. The group of 5 to 12 year old children ran off in various directions to occupy themselves in a variety of ways. Ross, who served as the narrator and hero for most of the tale, slowly rises to his feet. He hobbles out of the building he was in. He leans on his walking stick and looks up to the sky. I hope you're proud of me up there, he says hoarsely. I've been trying too hard not to relive those memories. But now I have relived them, not in part, but in full. Well, except the time I went back to check out the ruins. Now there's an interesting tale. I hope you are proud of me, Father. I hope my life pleases you, Simon. I hope you are happy, Lucy. He walks away, slowly.
And that's the game.
Thanks for playing Paladin of the Sky. Credits. Programmer, Aaron Baker. Beta testers, Jordan Werner, Philip Benefall, and Yukio Nozawa. The voices in the game were provided by Aaron Baker as Ross and Gabriel, Tanya Melijevic as Kelly and Shauna, Philip Benefall as Cecil, Viva Becker as Lucy, and Bob Barnes as Simon Shevern. Some sound effects provided by www.soundj.com. Music provided for free by Aaron Crow, Techno AXE, Gyro Wolf, New Skill Games, and Joel Day. Other music was purchased from ibaudio.com, MatchinimaSound.com, and Incompetech.com. Paladin of the Sky was made with the, now free, Last Bay Game Toolkit. This is a brief overview of the game credits. For the full credits, please see the included credits.txt or download the credits.txt file at www.vgstorm.com /cod/pots/credits.txt.
Okay. We're back in our cabin.
Thomas left in the bed.
Heal and save.
Everyone's health was fully restored. Would you like to save your game? Yes. Save the game. Please wait.
Okay. So, thank you for hanging out with me. It's been a long journey. This is the end of the main game. If you are interested in seeing post-game and other miscellaneous content, stick around. I will be covering that in the next parts. But that is the conclusion of the main story, with the normal ending that you would get from not collecting all of the treasures. In the next parts, we will do the post-game story, as well as do the extras that you can do if you collect all of the galactic dusts, which we have, and finally come back and show both the alternate ending to the main game, as well as the alternate post-game ending, as others do affect both of those in a small way. So thank you for watching. Stick around, more to come.